Park and we ran across the man for the White Sox, Mark Burley. How we doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Just fine. You know, following your career as a Major League Baseball player, you've been a lifetime Chicago White Sox. You and Paul Konerko have become synonymous with the White Sox, the face of the Sox. How does that make you feel?
Obviously, being with an organization or staying with one team for this long, which obviously doesn't happen in pretty much any sport, it's awesome. It shows the loyalty to the White Sox, and they wanted me back, and I wanted to come back. But just to be able to stay with one team for this long, and you know, it seemed like 2 years ago I was the young guy in here, and looking up to all these other older guys. Now I'm kind of the old guy on the team, and obviously been here second longest behind Konerko, but so I mean, it feels good.
You know, you 12 years now in the big leagues.
11 and a half.
I've always told kids, quickest way to the big leagues was pitching and catching. But I also told them the life of a pitcher was usually 2 to 3 years in the big leagues.
Yeah, I've been fortunate. Obviously, haven't been on the DL. I haven't been hurt. Obviously, I'm not a hard thrower, so I think that takes some wear and tear off my arm. But, yeah, I'm just thankful that I can go out there and make my starts and try to stay healthy and try to win every time out there.
For those youngsters watching this show, what type of routine do you have to go to as a pitcher to get yourself ready for the game?
Well, and the day after you pitch, usually is your big workout day to kind of flush all your lactic acid out of your arm to try to get you up feeling a little bit better. And then usually have an arm program that Herman and Brian, our trainers, have us do on a day one and day three. Just doing different motions to try to strengthen all the little muscles in there to get ready for your next start.
Now, lactic acid, what you use, the big words on us?
Well, it's just fluid, I guess, from throwing and doing so many repetitions that it just builds up some fluid in there, and once you run, it kind of flushes it out.
Okay, because you just lost half of us out there.
I mean, I don't know the total definition of it. I just know that a lot
it's
of people say
a big word, huh?
People say it's lactic acid, so I don't know.
When you think about just success, a no-hitter, the perfect game, some point in time you go think about hanging this up for baseball. What do you want your legacy to be for those youngsters out there?
Just know that I had fun every day I was here, try to have as much fun as I can. You don't know how long it's going to last, how long you're going to be in the big leagues. Obviously, injuries, teams don't want you to trade you, kind of stuff like that. So I went out there and had fun. I tried hardest, tried to win every time I could. And, hopefully I went about the business the right way and made a lot of friends.
Who were some of those players along the way that were mentors to you?
Well, I mean, I think right now the biggest one would be Konerko. Everybody kind of says he's kind of the father figure of this team. Obviously, he's been around the longest, but just the way he goes about his business and handles himself, with the media on and off the field, he's the type of guy that you kind of watch and see how he takes care of his business and kind of follow his footsteps.
Are you finding yourself taking guys like Sales on your arm and mentoring them?
I tell guys, younger guys, when they first get here, say, if you need any questions, come up and ask me. I'm not going to be the veteran guy that's going to lead you in the wrong direction or try to, do all that hazing stuff. If you got a question about something, come ask me, and I'll try to help out as much as I can. But I don't see myself as too much of the teaching type. Some guys ask me how to throw certain pitches, and I'll work with them and tell them, this is how I do it, but I can't tell them how to do it. I just kind of show them how I hold it, and this is how I throw it, and go from there.
Now, when you look at yourself in this White Sox uniform, for those youngsters out there that's watching the show, having coached college ball, I know it's competitiveness of pitchers to be number one. You turn on ESPN, watch yourself on ESPN, number one of the pitching staff. I mean, is there a little competitiveness among you pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to go out and if somebody's doing good, you want to kind of match them, go out there and try to do as good as he's doing. But obviously, everybody says guys are ace of the staff, guys number five guy. I mean, it's pretty much whoever has the ball that day that's a guy that we need to win. So, yeah, I mean, you obviously want to go out there and do the best you can and have people talk good about you. I mean, it's never fun having people talk bad about you, but you go out there and try to pitch good, and when you do that, stuff like that's going to happen.
All right, now let me ask this last question. Take you back. You're a lifelong Chicago White Sox. Drafted, I believe, in the 32nd round?
38th round.
38th round. I missed it by a couple of matches. Don't tell the coach ain't doing his homework good enough. You went in the minor leagues, got that call to the big leagues. What was it like when you walked in this locker room for the first time and saw your big league uniform?
It was, I was pretty nervous. Luckily, when I walked in, it was a day game. I didn't get here until a little bit later, but they were already out here stretching. So I kind of got in the clubhouse, got changed real quick, and they were running out. And everybody sitting in the circle, and I had to sit right in the middle of it first day. So You know, I think I was more worried about all the rookie stuff. You know, you're a young guy. You had to do a lot of different stuff. But, you know, it took a couple days to get kind of comfortable and kind of get your feel on the team and everything like that.
Did you win your first game?
I made a relief appearance that day, actually, the day I got called up. And I gave up a run or two against the Brewers in my first big league start I did in Minnesota.
Do you envision yourself playing any other team other than the White Sox?
Oh, man, I'd like not to, but obviously this is a big offseason for myself and for the White Sox. I don't know what they're going to be doing, what route they're going to go. So, you know, I'd like to come back here and you know, pitch a couple more years possibly, but don't know what route they're going to go, and we'll just kind of play by ear.
Coach, taking your youngsters behind the scene with the man for the White Sox, Mark Burley.
All right, appreciate it.